Good morning and welcome to Back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. This is show number 12 and this is July 25th, 2020.
And hello, my name is Alan McCloskey. My wife and I have run our own local chain of shoe stores, Allen Shoes, in Tucson since 1982. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, Water Tech, Arizona Pest Control, and Allen Shoes.
As hosts of this show, Alan and I are committed to serving you, our listening audience, with ideas, strategies, and techniques for building, marketing, or improving your business. We created this program to try and help the efforts of small business owners to recover from the coronavirus impact. Through all of our shows, we've been discussing the latest news, and we've also interviewed leaders in our community that have shared with you their experience, their knowledge, and some have shared their stories of struggle and success.
We have another guest today, Rob, that will be on topic. But before we do that, do you have some news stories that you might want to share with our guests, and that will lead up to what we're doing today?
Well, one I want to talk about first, and then the story that will lead up to our guest, Alan. This is interesting. I saw this in the news, and doesn't really affect me too much right now, but it's affecting a lot of people. There's a shortage of one of the most mundane items in daily life now, the humble aluminum can. It means beer fans are likely to find that some of their favorite brews are out of stock right now. The supply problem is prompting brewers like Molson Coors, Brooklyn Brewery, and Carl Strauss to cut back on the breadth of brands they sell, and it's exasperating concerns of out of stocks. Everyone who makes anything that goes into a 12-ounce can is being challenged in some respect, said Adam Collins, Molson Coors spokesperson. One major factor is the coronavirus and changing habits related to it. Beer that would have been ending up in kegs at restaurants and bars has shifted, along with other kinds of alcohol, to being sold in retail stores and through online channels, and it's being consumed at home, often in cans. The boom in pantry loading in the spring compounded the problem by throwing brewer supply chains out of stock. Demand for cans was already strong before the pandemic. Brewers increasingly turned to the vessel during the past 10 years. Beer sold in cans accounted for 50% of all beer sold in 2010 and 60% in 2019, a 20% increase. That's according to the National Beer Wholesalers Association. Another factor, the White Claw-driven hard seltzer trend. The fervor for these drinks has spurred aluminum can shortages in tall, slim varietals, and it's become a popular format for alcoholic sparkling seltzers, light beer, and some craft brands. So,
You and I were talking about it just before we had this show, and we discussed the question about whether it would apply to other things we buy at the grocery store, Rob. So we were wondering, will it apply to tuna fish? Will it apply to fruits and vegetables that you buy as canned goods? Did you see anything about that?
Not yet, but there's some things down the road as far as canned goods go, and I think it's something that we all have to be concerned with, because who knows what's going to happen? It seems like every week something else happens. There's new news, there's a new issue, and we're just going to have to see. But just a little interesting thing. And In that vein, another little story that's been coming out is the shortage of coins, Alan. I don't know if you've seen that at all, but
I've definitely seen it.
You know, in your stores, I don't know about how much coinage you guys go through, but companies are having a hard time, and they're saying it's because, you know, the coins that are in circulation haven't been circulated because people aren't going to the stores and they're buying stuff online and whatever. And It's an interesting thing.
On the way to the studio, Rob, I stopped by and bought a little snack so I can make sure that, you know, I don't die of hunger. Oh, no one would think that by looking at me, but I have energy as we're doing this show. So I stopped, bought a little snack, and you know, it came to $2.19. But instead of I gave her a $5 bill. Instead of giving me the correct change back, she just gives me 3 singles back. And I'm thinking, so they just ate 19 cents out of that sale. Not like a convenience store doesn't have enough margin to do that. However, it could have an impact. And I'm thinking, like, how do they do their accounting, and how does this make any sense?
Absolutely. And there's banks that are paying premiums for coins. So if you're out there and you've got a ton of coins sitting in a bottle someplace, you might consider selling them to the banks, because it's just an interesting thing. The Federal Reserve had to cut back on coinage because obviously they've had employee issues with people getting ill. And they're saying that this, you know, it's pushing us quickly to a cashless society, it looks like.
I was Googling the thing on the cans right now, Rob, and I see how to, it applies to beer and that someone mentioned soda, but I just don't see anything about other aspects of groceries. So, but it's got to transfer. If it's aluminum, it's being used in these other cans, right?
Absolutely. And one of the articles I saw is that they're trying to import all these cans from other countries because, you know, used cans and recycle them. And it's just the way of the world. So we're in for an interesting time here. That's why we have to keep our powder dry and do the best we can and just keep moving forward. But
let's go on to another news story as we get ready for our guest. Our today's guest, folks, is Ashley LaRussa. And so before we introduce her, which will be right after our commercial break, why don't you read one of the other stories we pulled aside?
Yeah, this is an interesting story, and Ashley can help us with this, too, after we introduce her in a bit. Black-owned businesses are experiencing a surge in demand following the recent Black Lives Matter protests after the deaths of several Black Americans at the hands of police, according to Yelp. From May 25th to July 10th, there were more than 2.5 million searches for Black-owned businesses on Yelp, compared to about 35,000 over the same period last year, a stunning 7,043% increase. Searches for Black-owned restaurants skyrocketed 2,500%, and Black-owned bookstores jumped 1,400% compared to last year. The news comes in the face of the coronavirus pandemic, which shuttered thousands of small businesses across the country and disproportionately affected minority-owned businesses and hit Black-owned businesses especially hard. Since the racial justice protests, the demand for Black products has trickled into the book market, with Black authors dominating the New York Times bestsellers list. The list includes books on racism, white fragility, and privilege. As stores across the nation begin to reopen, Yelp's report revealed that searches for Black-owned boutiques increased by 331%, and 161% more people are searching for Black-owned coffee shops for their morning caffeine fix than last year. Searches for Black doctors have increased by 183%. While the business boom has been driven by the racial justice social movement, the growth has also been spurred by efforts such as July's Blackout Day, where for one day Black Americans called on others to exclusively shop at Black-owned businesses. Popular social media accounts have also been encouraging followers to go in that direction. So interesting, and we'll be talking to Ashley about that after our break. So, Alan?
Well, you know, I want to encourage people to pay attention to our website at b2btucson.com. That's b2btucson.com. And we have put Ashley LaRussa's bio on there, and we're going to read it in just a minute. But, you know, we are getting a lot of action, and our topic of the week will be covering all of our guests that have appeared on our show. So we really want to honor them, but we also want to let people know that if you miss something about one of our guests and you want to listen to it or you want to update yourself on them, we have all their bio information on our website, and we have a podcast of each of our last shows. We're going to be talking about that in segment 4. But as we introduce our guest, Rob, can you read her bio information?
Yes.
So people know what we're talking about today.
Great. Ashley LaRussa founded Rue Events in 2019, an event management company with a primary focus on supporting the growth of organizations and community leaders that foster equity, diversity, and inclusion initiatives. Ashley is currently working on the Blacks Friday project that created an accessible list of Black businesses in Tucson and met the goals of building a website, app, and online event this past June 26th. She serves on the local First Arizona Steering Committee, WFSA Annual Luncheon Committee, and Board of Directors at the City Center for Collaborative Learning. Ashley partners with owners of hotels, co-working spaces, and event venues to strategically plan how to serve the community as a whole. In 2018, she was the project's manager at Downtown Tucson Partnership, where she actively communicated upcoming events and programs to the community. She coordinated over 80 parade entries for the 24th Annual Parade of Lights and Festival. In collaboration with the Merchant and Retail Council, she strengthened relationships between Downtown Tucson stakeholders, owners, and staff. In 2008, at Arizona Theater Company, she was an assistant stage manager who would oversee stage crew productions and track intricate transitions. After 6 years, she was promoted to company manager, the main point of contact for guest artists. As company manager, she introduced revenue through short-term rentals in the Armory Park. In the spring of 2016, she was offered the position of Management Associate Board Liaison, tasked with administrative support to the Artistic and Managing Directors, Board of Trustees, and Manager of Community Rentals at the historic Tucson Temple of Music and Art. So we'll have Ashley come on with this shortly.
You are listening to Back to Business with Robin Allen on KVOI 1030 AM The Voice. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. Our call in line is 790-2040. That's 790-2040. If you want to ask Ashley a question, please call in after our commercial break, and please come back after these messages.
For over 37 years, Allen Shoes has become the place to find quality comfort footwear, great customer service, and the best selection of sizes and widths. Allen Shoes carries men's and women's shoes from brands such as New Balance, Brooks, Hoka, Birkenstock, Clarks, Echo, Taos, Finn, Mephisto, Piccolinos, Wolke, Propre, and many others. We think we're the best place to buy shoes in Tucson. Our selection of wide widths is the best in the area. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff and a vast inventory of sizes and widths, is the Allen Shoes promise. Our new store hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
You've seen the rest. Now see the best at Tucson Window and Door. Right now, you'll save during our biggest sale ever. Save 15% on your entire purchase, plus an additional $100 on every window and door. Tucson Window and Door is locally owned and operated. You'll never get over the top prices by aggressive salespeople who won't leave your home. We'll always treat you fairly and with respect. Check out our numerous testimonials and positive reviews. For the best products at the best prices, specially engineered for Tucson's harsh elements, remember Tucson Window and Door. Financing options are available OAC. Remember, save 15% plus an additional $100 on every window and door during our biggest sale ever at Tucson Window and Door. Go to TucsonWindowAndDoor.com to schedule your free estimate today. That's TucsonWindowAndDoor.com or call 298-DOOR. 298-DOOR. ROC number 206959.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
Need a plumber? Call Al Coronado Plumbing. Featuring our five crown service. We charge by the job, not the hour. There are never any unpleasant surprises. As everyone knows, emergencies happen at the worst time. That's why we answer our phones 24/7. And at Al Coronado Plumbing, there's never an overtime charge. You pay the same regardless of when we do the work.
Al Coronado Plumbing, the name you come to trust. Our five-pound service keeps things running.
Our work is guaranteed up to 5 years. Call 323-7848.
Al Coronado Plumbing. Our five-pound service keeps things running.
Call 323-7848. ROC number 289733.
Welcome to Back to Business with Robin Allen. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising.
And I'm Alan McCloskey, owner of Allen Shoes, and this is Back to Business with Robin Allen.
And we're so honored today to have Ashley LaRussa with us as our guest. Ashley, welcome to Back to Business.
Good morning. Thank you, Rob and Al, for this invitation. It's an honor.
Are we really happy to have you. So, Ashley, why don't we take a minute and talk about your company for a second?
Yes, Rue Events. The name was picked from my cultural background back in Texas and Louisiana. Rue, spelled R-O-U-X. Rue is that foundation and base you see in most Creole recipes when you're making an etouffee or a gumbo. So it serves as a foundation, and that's what I wanted to do with the event management company. Serve as a foundation and in collaboration with community leaders that are focused in DEI initiatives.
You know, I was looking at your LinkedIn profile, Ashley. This is Alan. And I see you've got like three present positions. I don't know if it's current or not, but you serve as a volunteer for something called Creative Mornings. Can you talk about that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. So Creative Mornings, that's a national opportunity of creatives getting together. It's actually international as well. So every morning we have an opportunity to spotlight here in Tucson local creatives and artists that are working towards a theme. And the themes change monthly, but they're all shared internationally where you're really able to spotlight some of the initiatives you're doing.
Then I see here something, steering committee member of Local First Arizona. I'm interested in that because I'm really focused on buy local. So tell us about that.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. So here in Tucson, we're under the charge of Mike Peel, and we're really focused on local first. So local businesses, local banks, those that we can truly empower locally, because in turn that will strengthen Tucson's economy. And so I have the pleasure of serving on their steering committee with a number of other members, really talking with Local First on how we can focus in the future and really build up localism.
Then I see Social Venture Partners Tucson, a partner in that. Is that still an ongoing thing?
It is, yes, indeed, especially in these times. So proud to be a partner with Social Venture Partners Tucson, as well as serving with their Fast Pitch Committee, which will be going virtual this upcoming spring. So we're very excited about the changes that are happening when it comes to supporting financially a nonprofit organization and being able to really scope in on marginalized communities and nonprofits that may not have access to resources.
So this is a lot for any one person, but I want to make sure people get a good sense of who you are and what you're about. So I'm going to ask you this question. Do you consider yourself a community organizer or something else?
What would I consider myself? I've used the term eventpreneur, which is a collaboration of events and new ideas, but I also would like to use the term a community-focused person. Terms like leader, organizer tends to kind of make me feel a certain way. There's a lot of positivity behind some of the things that I really focus on, and so I just want to be most over a community member.
So, Ashley.
Go ahead.
You're in the event planning business. This has obviously had a tremendous effect on that. Maybe you could discuss some of the issues you've been facing.
Oh, goodness, yes. So due to our current COVID issues, a number of events were either postponed or canceled. And so I had a very nice opportunity before COVID to have a number of events scheduled for the fall, for the upcoming spring. But due to safety concerns and definitely keeping social distance in mind, a lot of those were canceled. And so I, in turn, came inside. I've been staying here at home for over 130 days. I really believe if you have an opportunity to pivot your business and operate safely from home, to take that opportunity. So I've been here and thinking, how can I still be impactful, aligned with my mission and values of the business, while still keeping the business going? And I definitely leaned upon the diversity, equity, and inclusion consultations that I'm able to do through Zoom at home. So it's definitely been a hard pivot in the events industry. As you know, nationally, one of the hard things I saw was the South by Southwest conference and festival being canceled and upcoming other larger events as well. So locally, yes, we had to take a break, but if it's due to safety, it's definitely worth it.
I saw in the news that you had an interview on KGUN TV at the beginning of June, and you talked a little bit about Black-owned businesses. Can you tell me your involvement there?
Oh, my goodness, yes. So a certain sense of pride back in 2019 when I started Rue Events. Being a Black-owned business, especially having the knowledge of the history of America with redlining and racial profiling, murder, arson, the tragedies that happened in cities like Tulsa, it became a certain sense of pride to be a Black-owned business. And so immediately I looked into the community to find other fellow Black owners as well as Black businesses to see, how they're finding resource, how their access to capital is when it comes to seed money, and, what you're able to do to build up your own brand and business.
How did the local Black business owners fare with the PPP loans? Do you know?
Some of the feedback, honestly, that I received with the first wave of PPP PPP rather, was that a lot of them didn't meet the thresholds. The thresholds being a certain number of employees you may have needed, or a certain amount of annual revenue, or net or gross that they didn't meet. And so a lot of them fell through the cracks of the opportunities of getting access to this financial support, which is why, again, I'm such a huge supporter of Local First Arizona for being very vocal on how they want to help local businesses find resources and financial assistance.
So what resources are available out there that you know about that maybe some of our listeners haven't taken advantage of?
Well, this is still to be announced, and I don't want to be too early on it, but there hopefully will be another round of grants available through Local First Arizona, partnering with Pima County. Hopefully with this amount of resources available, we can really target in and reach out to those who have previously submitted applications for the first round of grants, but they weren't granted and they did not have the opportunity to get any finances. So that's one opportunity. Also, I had the pleasure of working with a number of local business owners for the Tucson Helping Tucson initiative that we started immediately in April. A huge shout out to Tom Heath and the Heath team at Nova Loans for really organizing a team and group of, again, working with Community Investment Corporation, CIC, to get funds available to those who are looking and those who may not have been able to benefit with PPP.
You know, I saw something yesterday that came across my email from Hartford Insurance that they're going to have a grant for businesses that have less than 20 employees, and that's, you know, some of the businesses that really need some help, and so maybe that should be on your list, and we should try to get you information from Hartford Insurance. So there are companies that are out there that are trying to help our fellow business owners and issuing some grants, and some of that will be helpful. And I think you already know that they're working on a new PPP loan. And it's still open, the disaster relief fund from the SBA, the EIDL loan. So a lot of those things will help out. Do you know whether any businesses that, you know, have gone out of business that you're surprised of that really are integral to the, you know, local Black community?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I did see an article recently locally where there were a number of businesses that are closing their doors. The businesses that were mentioned in the article weren't Black-owned businesses. I know one of the businesses being Epic Cafe was definitely a location that Black business owners and Black creatives felt welcome to patronize and support. But in that article, I didn't see locally them mention any businesses that were Black-owned that have closed, which gives me hope, but also gives me the opportunity to do more research, and which is why I'm so thankful to be a part of the project on Black Friday, where now we have a directory where we can locate and identify businesses here locally and find out if they've had any assistance. You know, another thing we're looking to is really starting to build statistics. You know, instead of being lumped into minority terms or POC terms, to truly pull out the cultures and see what specifically Black businesses are doing here locally. So there's a lot of information that's still needed. So to answer your question, to my knowledge, I don't know of any local Black-owned businesses that closed due to COVID, but I know on the national level, we had over 660,000, you know, a fraction of what was 1.1 million before COVID in April. So knowing now that we're in July, most likely there's even more businesses that are closing nationally.
Yeah, I read somewhere that 41% of Black businesses have closed. So that's quite a huge number.
Yes, indeed.
It really is. Is there a functioning Black Chamber of Commerce in Tucson?
We did have a Black Chamber of Commerce in the early 2000s. There is currently a wonderful group now organizing to uplift another Black Chamber of Commerce here soon, as well as uplifting the Tucson Urban League. We have a very strong Tucson Urban League of Young Professionals, but those higher chambers have not been active for a number of years. And so with the utmost importance now, a number of community leaders are starting to organize again and get those back up.
It's certainly something that I think will probably pay benefits down the line for you guys. So I think we're going to be breaking here for the news in a second, Ashley, and we want to come back and talk to you about the list you've compiled and some of the businesses that you're working with. So I hope you'll stay with us after the news and we can discuss this more with you.
Happy to. Thank you.
Thank you.
Catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. That's b2btucson.com. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising, 629-9555. You're listening to Back to Business with Robin Allen on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. Our guest today is Ashley LaRussa. Our call-in line is 790-2040. That's 790-2040. We'll be right back.
Wide Wide by Allen Shoes is a wide-width specialty store located at 7366 North Oracle Road, about a block north of Ina. Wide Wide by Allen Shoes focuses on wide and extra-wide widths of men's and women's shoes, the best selection of wide-width shoes in Tucson. You'll find some brands in this location that aren't carried at our stores, such as Softwalk, Aravon, SAS, Trotters, and Easy Spirit. We also carry the best selection of wide widths from both Brooks and New Balance. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff, and a vast inventory of sizes and widths is the Allen Shoes promise. Wide Wide by Allen Shoes is open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
ROC 291-200.
Water damage. It happens. If it hasn't happened to you, it will.
Steamy concepts.
Toilets overflow, pipes leak, and roofs fail, all causing water damage.
Steamy concepts.
And mold? It thrives in the hidden water damage crevices of your home.
Steamy concepts.
So who do you call? You guessed it, Steamy Concepts. And that's who plumbers, insurance agents, and realtors call, because they know that Steamy Concepts will take great care of their customers. Steamy Concepts has been voted Best Mold Restoration Contractor by the Arizona Daily Star's Reader's Choice Awards 4 years running. Steamy Concepts accepts all homeowners insurance, and we have easy payment options.
If you ever have a water or mold damage problem in your home, make sure you only call the local trusted mold pros at Steamy Concepts for a free no-obligation assessment.
Check us out online at steamyconcepts.com.
Don't get steam, call Steamy instead at 574-9200.
Water is the essence of life. Doesn't your family deserve the best? Give your family the best with the drinking water system from WaterTech. Our systems will provide you and your family with clean, healthy water, up to 25 gallons per day. A soft water system from WaterTech will help protect your plumbing, fixtures, will eliminate hard water minerals, and make your dishes and glasses sparkle. Give your family the gift of water from WaterTech.
WaterTech.
Providing service after the sale.
Since 1967.
Got bugs, termites, bees, or rodents? Arizona Pest Control will hunt them down. Arizona Pest Control is your complete desert pest management specialist. Pests can't run or hide from Arizona Pest Control. They use only the latest and most technologically advanced methods of pest elimination available, which minimizes the effects on the environment. Let Arizona Pest Control get rid of your bad bugs, termites, bees, or rodents. Serving Tucson and Southern Arizona since 1947. Go to azpest.com to schedule your free evaluation today.
Welcome to Back to Business with Rob and Allen. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Allen Shoes.
And I'm Alan McCloskey. My wife and I own and operate Allen Shoes in Tucson. Ashley, we asked you to stay with us, and I want to read a quote that I found on your Facebook page from Langston Hughes, writer and social activist. Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is a broken-winged bird that cannot fly. And I can just think of all the business owners, regardless of your culture, just throughout Tucson, that are holding fast to their dreams and trying to make things work. And they can't just walk away because they are invested in their business. What would you say that would apply to our current situation?
Definitely, yes. To try to stay in a positive mindset, especially during these times, is challenging. But it is of utmost importance in order to thrive and strive and really push your business forward, to hold on to those dreams and to continue to dream, knowing that there is no limit, not even the sky. is definitely something I hold close to my heart, and I know other business owners are too.
Ashley, one of the things we wanted to talk to you today about is the Black Friday project that you've been working on. Maybe you could talk to our listeners about that.
Oh, yes, thank you. So the hashtag Black Friday project was definitely inspired by its hashtag. So when I started the business in 2019, on social media, a local business owner and creative named KP started a hashtag Black Friday. And the reason why he started the hashtag was due to some of the negative terms you see surrounded around Black Friday when it comes to being a discount code or the violence you see on Black Friday. And so we decided to make hashtag Black Friday more of a positive approach to both spotlighting businesses and a way to tag your post as you're discussing your business so we can find you and find out about it. And so the project was inspired by the hashtag. And here this year, we gathered in March, especially around COVID issues going, you know, a lot of these businesses are threatened and may have the chance of closing. So why don't we turn the hashtag into a project and amplify it by creating a website and an app, as well as doing a live event virtually in June. Everybody was on board, including the team members. We have Sean Louis, who's a local artist here, and a number of Black businesses, including Curated Color, Creative Collabs, and Pinnacle Marketing and Consulting, that all gathered up in March and said, hey, you know, let's take care of this issue and make sure that these businesses aren't ignored any longer. And so it was a huge success to be able to firstly put together an accessible list that was a Google Doc. And believe me, as a professional, especially in project management, I did not want to put out an Excel sheet or Google sheet that everyone could see as we were building it. But then it became really important to be inclusive, to have the community be able to be involved in this process. So they were able to see in live time us add businesses, as well as them suggesting businesses we may have missed.
Well, we think what you're doing is great. Can you tell us any other things you're working on besides that black project that you have? Can you move on to other things? And let's talk about some other community issues.
Oh, definitely. So what the Black Friday project also inspired was to reach out now in our resiliency plan to move into communication and partnerships with Phoenix. So Phoenix has been doing a number of wonderful initiatives as well. So it definitely sparked the conversation of business to business and partnerships. And so definitely the next step into this month of August, we'll be collaborating more with businesses in Phoenix and a number of other opportunities that I'll be so blessed to be a part of here locally is working with our hospitality industry. So, you know, our hospitality and restaurant industries were also they were hit hard due to COVID. And so they've signed on in partnership and collaboration to be able to spotlight and inspire each other. So where you may have seen competition in the past, now it's more about collaboration. And so I'm really excited to not only be a part of the Black Friday project, but to be a part of 10 Ways, 10 Weeks that was launched by Playground and AC Hotel and The Hub, where they'll be able to give proceeds from a mural. And we've all seen this wonderful mural by Jessica Gonzalez that has a really wonderful look of Tucson. This will be given out on shirts so people can purchase the shirts and choose one of the 10 organizations for proceeds to go to. And that list includes a number of our favorite here locally, including Ben's Belt, which is a mission of kindness. And so, again, there's a number of initiatives and programs that are happening that are all centered around collaboration and business growth.
How many businesses did you identify as part of your list now?
Oh, my goodness. The analytics and metrics that we've been following have been wonderful. On the first by the numbers graphic we shared at the end of June 30th, we had 292 Black-owned businesses in Tucson. We are well over 300 now. We'll be putting out some more numbers here at the end of this month. We also noticed that the number of specifically Black business owners and really wanting to see that statistic grow, which currently we are around 400 to 500, because not only are these Black business owners representing one business venture, but they have a number of businesses, some with two to three. So we definitely want to highlight the number of Black owners as well.
You know, your effort and your personality and what you're doing are highly supported by Rob and I, and we want to tell you that we support what you're doing, we appreciate what you're doing, and we want to help you wherever we can. So in the future, we'd like to ask you to come back and join us on this show. We think you're a wealth of information. We applaud you. We want to offer you our support moving forward.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Rob and Al. That means a lot, especially in these times where we encourage to break the silence and to really step up for injustices that are happening. So thank you for your support and, again, for this opportunity this morning.
And one other thing, Ashley, if any of your businesses out there want some advice, run ideas by anybody, just somebody that, you know, an unbiased person that won't have any kind of a, you know, when you're talking about businesses, somebody shows me an idea for a business and I'll tell them, you know, this is good, it's not. We're out there to help anybody we can. So if someone has some ideas they'd like to run by us for our opinions, happy to do it, no charge. That's what we're trying to do, is we want to help as many businesses as we can to survive this. Because as I've been saying for a long time, Walmart, Costco, Target, all those are great companies. But if that's all that's left after this, we're going to be in a really bad shape. So we want to help anybody we can, so we'd just like to leave that with you.
My goodness. Thank you again, and I will definitely communicate that forward and add you to on our resources list.
Thanks, Ashley. Catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. That's b2btucson.com. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. You're listening to Back to Business with Robin Allen on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice, or call online at 790-2040. Please come back after our commercial break.
For over 37 years, Allen Shoes has become the place to find quality comfort footwear, great customer service, and the best selection of sizes and widths. Allen Shoes carries men's and women's shoes from brands such as New Balance, Brooks, Hoka, Birkenstock, Clarks, Echo, Taos, Finn, Mephisto, Piccolinos, Wolke, Propre, and many others. We think we're the best place to buy shoes in Tucson. Our selection of wide widths is the best in the area. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff and a vast inventory of sizes and widths, is the Allen Shoes promise. Our new store hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
You've seen the rest. Now see the best at Tucson Window and Door. Right now, you'll save during our biggest sale ever. Save 15% on your entire purchase, plus an additional $100 on every window and door. Tucson Window and Door is locally owned and operated. You'll never get over the top prices by aggressive salespeople who won't leave your home. We'll always treat you fairly and with respect. Check out our numerous testimonials and positive reviews. For the best products at the best prices, specially engineered for Tucson's harsh elements, remember Tucson Window and Door. Financing options are available OAC. Remember, save 15% plus an additional $100 on every window and door during our biggest sale ever at Tucson Window and Door. Go to TucsonWindowandDoor.com to schedule your free estimate today. That's TucsonWindowandDoor.com or call 298-DOOR, 298-DOOR, ROC number 206959.
So much more than just windows and doors, Tucson Window and Door.
Got bugs, termites, bees, or rodents? Arizona Pest Control will hunt them down. Arizona Pest Control is your complete desert pest management specialist. Pests can't run or hide from Arizona Pest Control. They use only the latest and most technologically advanced methods of pest elimination available, which minimizes the effects on the environment. Let Arizona Pest Control get rid of your bad bugs, termites, bees, or rodents. Serving Tucson and Southern Arizona since 1947, go to azpest.com to schedule your free evaluation today.
Water is the essence of life. Doesn't your family deserve the best? Give your family the best with the drinking water system from WaterTech. Our systems will provide you and your family with clean, healthy water, up to 25 gallons per day. A soft water system from WaterTech will help protect your plumbing, fixtures, will eliminate hard water minerals, and make your dishes and glasses sparkle. Give your family the gift of water from WaterTech.
WaterTech.
Providing service after the sale.
Since 1967.
Welcome to Back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising.
And I'm Alan McCloskey, owner-operator of Alan Shoes. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Alan Shoes.
Our big topic of the week is a review of the program guests we've had on the show the last several weeks, and they're all on our podcast that are on our website, so you can listen to them anytime. Our first show on May 9th featured Barbara Coffey, who's the Economics Initiatives Director at the City of Tucson. She talked about the preparations that the city was taking and her role in working to help businesses. Subsequently, the city created a relationship with a company named True Local. We hope to have a representative of that company on our show in August. They're helping with the Shop Locally campaign and chose Tucson as an initial market.
For our second show, which was on May 15th, Daryl Dunham, the Market Development Director for Arizona Daily Star, was our guest. Since the hosts of this show and Daryl all agree that advertising is necessary to produce a recovery for any business, Daryl's discussion of all the work the newspaper is doing to work with small business was very interesting.
For show number three, which was on May 23rd, we had Steve Chukri. He's the president of the Arizona Restaurant Association, and he's also Maricopa County Supervisor. He had a lot of interesting information regarding restaurants and also talked about his government role.
On May 30th, our fourth show, Steve Ponzo, he was our guest. He's the vice president, senior relationship manager locally with WaFed Bank. And on our show, we talked about financing alternatives for small businesses. I think maybe we're going to want a banker on again pretty soon because that keeps changing, Rob.
Yes, it does. In fact, Alan, we got a notice in the an email the other day from WaFed Bank talking about the PPP forgiveness loans, telling us all to just relax and don't worry about it because the government's still deciding what they're going to do. So it'll be an interesting process, and we will have somebody back on from the banks. On June 6th, we had Fletcher McCusker, the chairman of Rio Nuevo. We found his information very enlightening about all that's going on in Rio Nuevo and downtown Tucson and all the issues that have faced downtown Tucson with the current situation.
Our show number six, that was June 13th. We shined a spotlight on two local businessmen, Edward Silverberg, who's president of Silverberg & Sons Jewelers. They do business at the plaza at the Williams Center at Broadway and Craycroft, and Bruce Minkus of Minkus Advertising Specialties.
Show number seven was on June 20th, and our guest was former mayor of Tucson, Jonathan Rothschild. He is a local attorney. He gave great insight into his experience and a lot of current information about the legal ramifications of COVID-19.
Show number eight, that was June 27th. Again, we had a spotlight on two local business people. Ray Flores of Flores Restaurant Concepts. He operates Cerveza, and he's also instrumental in another restaurant chain owned by his family. Ken Silverman, a local insurance agent. Both of them, they had great comments. I feel listening to them again would be very worthwhile.
July 4th was show number nine, and we had Dave Barber, a local CPA. He's with Regier Carn Monroe. He had a great grasp of the PPP loan accounting, and he said that no one should apply for forgiveness yet. He said the rules are changing, and they're going to continue changing. On that same note, we received this email from WaFed the other day that I just spoke about, so just relax out there if you're sitting on those loans. There's plenty of time to ask for forgiveness.
But there's one key ingredient that we saw in that note. Let's hope it comes true. If you had a loan from the PPP for $150,000 or less, the forgiveness document is promised. Well, let's just see if it happens at one page.
One page, very simple, and it's almost an automatic deal. So hopefully
that comes true. But that's the rumor that WaFed felt safe enough to reveal, and they said, "Hold on, things are happening."
It's crazy. It's crazy.
So show number 10, that was on July 11th, and our guest was Mike Fader. And those of you, almost everyone knows Mike Fader Fader is from the baseball world, but he gave us an update on what's going on in the general world of sports as well as baseball. If you listen to that show, I think you're going to be very happy with that one.
And interestingly enough, baseball has started again for those who are dying to watch something different than old reruns of Raymond and all the other sitcoms. It's nice to see some sports on TV, so that's back, and we hope that they'll be able to continue. Show 11 was Rick Kleiner. That was last week. Rick had an excellent ability to answer questions in depth on the questions we asked him about real estate.
So that means, Rob, in our efforts to assist the business community and the employees who work for those businesses, our guests have come from many different areas of the economy: government, economic development, marketing, trade associations, representative government, banking, community development, retailing, law, restaurant management, insurance, sports, real estate, community organizations, and will soon feature experts on shop locally, automobile sales, social media, and tourism. Along the way, Rob, you and I have spent a great deal of time highlighting the attributes, skills, habits, and motivation necessary for businessmen to get their businesses back on track, haven't we?
We sure have, Alan, and that's our goal. And if anyone out there would like to join us as a guest, if you have an idea for a guest of our program, please feel free to call. We're most happy to talk to you about that. We're interested in every aspect of the business community and any place that we can help.
So yeah. I want to read a story as we pivot into what's going to happen next week here. So I want to give a great lead into next week to what's going on. So there was an article recently that talking about what happened last Saturday. Last Saturday, more than 33,000 people in our local community now have masks thanks to the city of Tucson. A giveaway over the weekend, part of the city's Mask Up Tucson campaign, urged residents to wear face coverings to prevent the further spread of the coronavirus. The giveaway last Saturday came as about 3,500 new coronavirus cases have been reported every day across Arizona. That was last week. This week, slightly less. Health officials say the outbreak has hit new highs in the state. The state has not gone a day at that point without reporting less than 1,000 cases. Well, right, it's all the way up to current. Not gone a day since reporting less than 1,000 new cases since June 9th, according to the New York Times database. Wearing a face covering was one of the best ways, along with proper hand washing and practicing social physical distancing, to prevent the spread of the COVID-19 virus. That's what elected officials in Tucson wrote about promoting that last Saturday citywide giveaway on Facebook. The mayor and council are committed to keeping our community safe. Well, there's going to be another giveaway, and it's going to be this coming Wednesday, July 29th, from 7 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. And Rob, where do you think that's going to be?
I bet you it's going to be at Alan's Shoes.
Yes, it is. We decided, after seeing Andrea Rodriguez, who is one of the founders or the head person at this sewing mask organization, she had banded together about 60 volunteers, if I'm reading correctly from what I picked up, and they are putting together masks and handing them out for free, and I felt they needed an assist. So what's happened is, They've been doing it from their own money and some contributions, and there was an article in KGUN TV News she was interviewed on, and there was a newspaper article, and the article said, hanging by a thread, and that caught me in my heart. And so I immediately called, tried to reach Andrea through her Facebook connection, and then we spoke by phone, and we arranged for her to give away masks. And they'll accept donations at this event. But really, this group is made up of volunteers that can do what they can. So some of them are just at home putting together masks, and others are contributing. And it's at our Speedway location at 5632 East Speedway this coming Wednesday, July 29th, starting at 7 a.m. And next week, we're going to have Andrea and another guest on our show talking about their group. It's called Sewing Masks for Tucson. You can find this group under Facebook's under Sewing Masks for Tucson, or you can go to maskfortucson.org, or you can email them at info@sewingmaskfortucson@gmail.com.
And if there's any other business owners out there that would like to get involved, please feel free to call and contact that group. They can use all the help they can get. Alan, I think that's great. You're going to be doing that on Wednesday, and I plan to be there and get a mask so I don't have to use these throwaways all the time. It's hard to use the paper ones more than once or twice. You know, they get a little.
I know somebody who thinks that they can wash theirs.
Wash them? Yeah, they don't wash very well. You know, they tend to fall apart in the washing machine. But something that just talking about masks, it's kind of interesting as businesses are going this way. McDonald's and Chipotle announced that they would soon require customers to wear masks or other face coverings as cases of COVID-19 surge across the U.S. McDonald's announced yesterday that starting August 1st, customers who walk into its restaurants will have to wear face coverings. Chipotle's mask requirement was effective yesterday, and signage has been put up at restaurants to let people know about the policy. During a call this week discussing the company's second quarter financial results, Chipotle CEO Brian Nicoli said that many customers already wear masks and take other safety measures. The moves follow similar policies from major restaurant chains and retailers, including Starbucks, Panera, Walmart, and Kroger. McDonald's said that about 80% of its restaurants are in areas that already require face coverings. But it's important we protect the safety of all employees and customers, said the company. It's also anticipating that some customers might not like the new rule. In those situations where a customer declines to wear a face covering, we'll put in place additional procedures to take care of them in a friendly, expedited way, said McDonald's, adding that employees will be trained to ensure that they are prepared to address this new policy in a friendly and positive way. Customers who enter a McDonald's location without a mask will be offered one by an employee. If they refuse to wear it, they'll be asked to stand at a designated spot away from other customers where they will receive their orders. Starbucks also advised its staff on how to handle customers who refuse to wear a mask covering. The coffee chain sent around tips and talking points to staff before its rule took effect. Employees were advised to encourage customers who don't want to wear masks to wait outside or in their cars for their orders and offer them a glass of water while they wait. They could also offer a free drink the next time the customer comes in, as long as they wear a mask. Employees were encouraged to offer masks to customers who don't have them. McDonald's also said Friday that it's continuing its pause on reopening dining rooms for another 30 days.
You know, it's amazing to me, Rob, and we're going to start to get a little political with this comment, but it's amazing to me how many people are on this side that says that they don't need to wear a mask and that it's infringing on their rights and their independent free speech. They start to integrate into the discussion, and then they talk about how face masks don't do anything, and I disagree with them. But our show's coming to an end, and we want to remind you to catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising, 629-9555. It's Back to Business with Rob and Allen, KVOI, 10:30 a.m. The Voice. We'll see you next week on Back to Business with Rob and Allen.
Have a great week, and be well, everyone.